6 o'clock?
Well, but when you don't know, you know, like you don't have really any idea, don't want to say a certain time, but just say sometime in the future, like, don't worry about this child. He's sick, but he's getting better. He'll be better by and... You ever say by and by?
Yes,
by and by. Okay. And if a person sat out in the rain or something and the next day got sick with a runny nose or cold, you'd say, you see, he what?
He got that staying in the rain.
Okay, and how would you describe the disease that he had caught? He what?
Had caught a cold.
Okay. And if you're beginning to maybe yawn, you might say, well, I think I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
And if you're going to say, well, I'm going to bed now, but at 6 o'clock I'll
get up.
And talking about a child who's here, and you might say, well, he's sleeping, I'd better go
wake him.
And if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say to him, why haven't you
took your medicine?
And the patient might say, well, I, some an hour ago, I
taken it
an hour ago. And then he might say, I'm not going to take any right now, but I will, in about an hour, I will
take my medicine.
Okay. And if somebody can't hear anything at all, you might say, he's getting stone
deaf.
And if somebody worked in the hot sun until he just seemed to be covered with water, what would you say he had done?
Perspired.
Okay. Or he might say, another way you might say that? Might say
hot and sweaty.
Okay. And if you use sweaty, you say, well, he worked for 2 hours out in the yard, and he really what a lot.
Sweat. Okay. Sweated.
Okay. You didn't say sweat or sweated. He sweat a lot, or he sweated a lot. Either one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call a place on your body if it's not an open sore, but it gets hard and swells up and then maybe comes to a head and then begins to drain? What do you call that kind of a sore?
Arising.
Okay, any other word? If it's a lump in your arm, it has a big core in it. Or on your neck. What if it might be on your neck?
Carbuncle.
Okay. Or anything else? What about that word that you use when you're talking about making water so hot that it comes to a...
A boil?
Do you use that word to mean a sore too?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
But I couldn't think of it.
Is there any difference in the three of those that you mentioned there then? Arising, the ball, the carbuncle, are they pretty much the same thing?
Oh, no, the carbuncle is a lot larger. And most of the time arising is larger than a boil.
Okay.
But they can all three be bad.
Sure. And when it opens, what do you call that stuff that drains out?
The pus.
And if you have an infection in your hand and your hand gets bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand is all...
Swollen.
Okay. And you say,